Enter. Shut the door and take a seat. Afternoon. It's been a while since the last time you were called to my office, hasn't it? Likewise. It's lovely to see you too. But I'm afraid to say this occasion warrants a more serious tone. Why? There's an urgent and quite sensitive matter to discuss. Yes, it involves you. In fact, this particular incident revolves entirely around you. So it has come to my attention that an alarming amount of illicit activities has been occurring during our lectures. You know what I'm referring to? No. Okay, well, maybe this will jog your memory. I had the liberty of getting IT to send me a list. A list of your web history, search results, bookmarks, every... so you do know what I'm talking about. And you thought you weren't on the school Wi-Fi? Oh, please, that's barely even... Quiet. Now let's see here. You're on Reddit a lot these days, and you follow a variety of topics. Movies, comic books, music. Oh, cat memes, how cute. But what's this? Blowjob girls? Cum sluts. Good girls swallow. Throat fucking. Throat pies. Oh my, my, my. What a naughty boy you are. I'd never in my right mind ever have considered you of all people to be behind this. And not just the once, mind you, but 10 times this past semester. This is all very dirty, filthy stuff. Very dirty indeed. Always the shy ones, the cute, smart, nerdy ones that are always the most trouble. But I digress. Though you are an adult, and what you choose to do in your free time is entirely your business and yours alone, I will not tolerate this behavior happening in our college, and most certainly not during any of our lectures. Of course, you realize if this behavior occurs again, you could face expulsion. Do you understand? Good. I suppose being here is punishment enough. I can only imagine the embarrassment you must be feeling. However, this being your first offense, I feel I must dedicate an appropriate response to your heinous web activity. Now, pray tell, what diabolical punishment could I dish out upon you, Lines? Work? God forbid I could assign to you another 5,000-word dissertation. Perhaps this one could be on the positive and negative effects of pornography in the modern world. How would you like that, No? Well, you're not at liberty to make demands, young man. You're lucky they made it illegal to use the cane. Back in my day, our teacher would bend me over his knee and spank me raw for even the most menial of mistakes. Luckily, that bastard got what was coming to him. As will you. And don't you worry. I know exactly what a troublemaker like you deserves. I'm the headmistress. And I call myself the headmistress for a reason. And I don't just mean the person in charge of this campus. No. I mean something much, much more intimate, dirty, and much more lascivious. Catching on? Good boy. Now, stand up. Up against the wall. Don't make me ask twice. Good. I call myself the headmistress for one reason, and one reason only. I'm the queen of sucking cock. Yes, that's right. I mean it. I fucking love it. And I'm so fucking good at it. I can make a man come with my mouth in a matter of seconds if I wanted to. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of what I'm truly capable of. My lips my tongue, my mouth, and my throat can milk you in ways you've only dreamed of. Make you come so hard you see stars. I can give a man the greatest oral experience of his fucking life. So then, do I have your consent? Can I take you for a spin? That's my good boy. Ah, oh baby, you're already rock hard. And to think just the power of my words has already gotten you to this state. Just imagine what my mouth will do to you. Ah. So then, you lucky boy. Because of your 10 cases of misconduct, tonight I'm going to show you 10 reasons why they call me the headmistress. 10 reasons why I'm the best fucking cocksucker on this campus. Yeah, sounds good now, but just you wait. Let's get these boxers off, shall we? My, my, what a delicious looking specimen. I just love the look of young cocks like yours, already so hard, so eager. Though I may sound like one, I'm no harlot. Not every young man is lucky enough to experience my fellatio firsthand. I don't do this to all my students, you know. I have very particular standards, and I like to pick my prey with careful consideration. Like you, for instance. A perfect example of a smart but shy, introverted guy who goes about his day trying to keep himself to himself, yet still makes a silly little mistake that almost cost him his place at this college. Such a silly, silly boy. You are the last of my students that I ever expected to have such a kinky side, especially one who gets all gooey and goo-goo-eyed whenever any woman gives him the slightest bit of attention. You haven't had many sexual partners, have you? That's okay. I thought as much. But I'm here now. I'm here to show you what you've been missing out on. Oh, you're so innocent and pure. A man that will always put others' pleasures before his own. Fuck, you're so cute and sexy. I just want to ravage you. I just want to eat you up. Fuck. Was that a moan I heard? You're not helping your situation, young man. Those moans of yours will only make me all the more ravenous. But I'm sure you won't mind. Now, let me kiss you. Oh, you like my lipstick? Glossy, dark vermilion hue, huh? Makes my lips so plump and sensual, doesn't it? I don't just wear it for any reason, Zilly. Perfect to mark my territory with. For it shows that you're mine. And I've had my eye on you for some time now, boy. First things first. Every great blowjob must begin with the kiss. Softly up and down your shaft. And all over your balls. And all across your member. This lovely cock already coated with my lipstick. What a beautiful sight to behold. I like my kisses to consist of a lip slide and glide effect, for example. Secondly, tongue. A woman must never underestimate the power of her tongue. Licking, caressing, coating you up and down with my saliva. Hung onto your cock, glistening over me. But what do we have here? Oh, pre-cum already. Oh, what a promising start. Good for now. I simply build on that. The third part is where I bring those balls into play. Kiss and fondle them. Ever so gently. Sensitive, are we? Good. These are delicate instruments. Oh, so one must be careful. For who knows, you might want to be a father one day. I'm going to take them entirely into my mouth one by one. Just suck them gentle at first. But then... yummy. Like it when I suck them hard like that. Good, now the other one. Just look at the cock flexing and jumping for attention. Nice and ready for what's to come next. For now, we truly begin in earnest for this fourth part. I'm going to go slow and gentle. Take your head in my mouth, just your head, and suck like this. This gentle sucking. That's good, huh? Like how my tongue just swirls around that hard, swollen cockhead of yours. I'm gonna suckle you a little harder now. Can you take it? Good boy. Yes. Nice and slow, but oh, so firm. Keeping that pressure consistent. As I lathe your head with my tongue like this. Yes, I love cock. Oh. But I love your cock. It's so pretty. Oh, so pretty and slick. Coated with all your delicious preco. God, I just want to suck it. Suck and taste every part of this delicious cock in every way I know how. Which segues perfectly into the next part. Fifth is frenulum play. And I can see already how much you like it. Like it when I tickle that sweet spot like that. Fuck, I know it just drives you fucking crazy. Doesn't it? Twitching for me? Flexing that beautiful cock after every lick and suck. Oh, I could continuously lick and suck nothing but this sweet spot of yours and make you come so mindlessly, couldn't I? Fuck, that Free cum is just oozing out of you now. Oh, it's so fucking delicious. You're making me salivate just looking at it. Oh. And I'm going to bring my hands into play for the sixth part. I'm going to press down on the base of your cock with both of my hands. Make it stand at attention for me. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, then feel as I fondle your balls with one hand. Oh, and squeeze the base of your cock with the other. Oh, making it swell for me. Oh, yes. For I want you harder. I want you throbbing with sensation for this next part. It's gonna be as delicious for me as it is for you. Cause now, I'm just going to suck you. Yeah. Just suck you so hard, but so agonizingly slow. Proper, good old-fashioned cock sucking. Just how I think you like it. Yes, like this. Suck the head. And further down your shaft. Deeper now. I feel my fingers tickle your balls as I do this. That's okay, sweet. Yeah, you can touch my hair. And in fact, I encourage it. Place your hands in my hair and guide me. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. Fuck, it's not just my mouth that's wet. My pussy is soaked. Now the seventh technique is rather intense. Get ready, baby. Get ready for I'm gonna rotate my head around your cock like this. So good, isn't it? Different kind of sensation. You can feel my mouth really work for you when I do this from all sides now. You're twitching. Is it too much? No, not yet, not yet, no. Darn. What a mess. How disappointing. You were doing so well. No, it's okay. Don't get upset. These things happen. So don't you mind, my good boy. The fun's not over yet. Nowhere near. You poor thing. You're trembling. What am I doing? Why, I gotta use that cum for something, can't I? Think of it as a natural lube. Stop? You want me to stop? No, I'm not stopping. This is your punishment, you see. You thought I'd just suck you off with no consequences? Silly, silly boy. And besides, I haven't even finished my little fellatio demo, and I can't let you leave until you've experienced what real cock-sucking is like. Besides, I don't think you're at your fullest potential yet. Oh, what's that? It's a cock ring, silly. As I said, I want you even harder, and this ring will make you bigger than you've ever thought. Now, hold still while I... There. Would you look at that? Oh, Look at it jump along with your heartbeat. Oh, you look so big and hard, covered in that messy mix of cum, free cum, and my saliva. Fuck, you're so mouth-wateringly delicious. I just want to dive back down and devour this cock. Huh? Too sensitive. You don't think you can handle it anymore? Oh, yes, you can. And you thought the rotating move was intense. Part 8 is deep throat. Oh, yeah. One of your favorites, isn't it? You love watching a woman go down on a cock, don't you? You like seeing it buried balls deep in her throat all the way, her face completely engulfing his member. But have you ever experienced the real thing? I doubt many girls of your age can make it past the head. But just you wait, and just you watch how deep I can take you. Yes, that's a good boy. Moan for me. Moan for me as I take you all the way in, right to the base. No, I'm not gonna stop. And you can wiggle and moan as much as you like, but I'm not gonna stop sucking. I've trimmed my throat so well I don't even have a gag reflex anymore. And I can hold you down far longer than the average slut of your age. Fuck, it's getting so sloppy, isn't it? I love the feeling of your cute, hard cock being jammed all the way down my throat. Makes your legs writhe, doesn't it? But above all, the reason I love deep-throating cute guys like you, it's feeling you twitch and squirm in my mouth. Trapped, unable to escape my throat. Unable to do anything but feel your cock throb and pulse in my throat as the pleasure courses through your body in waves. Feel the pleasure crash over you, over and over as I consume this delicious cock. Fuck, my pussy is dripping. Look at what this does to me. But hold on tight, for my 9th move is the infamous vacuum suck. Oh, deep throat you've heard of, but not this? My, my. I think you need to brush up in your oral history, young man. So listen closely. The vacuum suck, or vacuum seal, is a wonderful fellatio technique. Probably my favorite. Lips are too often overlooked when blowjobs are concerned. But if you train your lips like I do, they can give you a Ziploc-like vacuum seal to turn cock-sucking from great to, well, fucking extraordinary. When my lips form an airtight seal around your cock, the pleasure will overwhelm you. Feeling your cock getting sucked into my mouth will feel like a white, hot, burning pleasure over every inch of your cute penis. And then I'm gonna swallow down hard all around you, constrict it deep with hard swallows, repeatedly, like this. It's like I'm pumping you, isn't it? Making you swell. My contracting lips feel so luscious, don't they? Can see it in your eyes. That strong vacuum suction in my throat is just so tight, isn't it? I can feel your cock flex. I fucking can't get enough of it. I adore it when I contract my throat muscles, swallow your cute cock head, and milk you so hard. So agonizingly slow, pushing you to the brink of explosion. Nearly there, baby. Nearly there. I'm going to finish you now. But I warn you, the 10th final part is the most intense of all. The hammerhead, or the throat dive, is when I apply my vacuum suction seal to your swollen mushroom head, and using one delicious, forceful suck, plunge down on your shaft as far as I can go. All in one fast motion, deep throating to the bottom of your shaft, taking your entire cock into my throat. Then just for a moment, as it flexes and pulses, I'm going to hold you there. Hold you deep inside my throat. And then extend my tongue out to lick your trembling balls as I swallow around you. Fuck, it feels like I'm eating you alive when I do this. But then using my vacuum suck, my mouth will constrict as I pull back with sheer, agonizingly slow determination, releasing you from the prison that is my throat. But only for a moment, just to catch my breath. For as soon as I reach your head, I'm gonna thrust my face back down, plunge that cock right back down in my throat, all to do it over and over again. Up against the wall. I need to hold you down for this. Just stand there. Stand there and get sucked. Stand there and completely and utterly devoured. You're fucking mine, baby. This is taking my good boy. Your delicious hard cock is jumping and flexing my mouth. Fuck, I can't get enough. I'm gonna start out slow at first. Building up the speed until I think you're about ready to shoot all of that cum into my warm, deep throat. That's my good boy. My throat massaging your head while my tongue licks your balls and my lips push into your crotch like I'm eating your cock hole. It's too much, isn't it? Fuck yes. But try and hold out for me just a little longer. You can take it. I'm gonna suck extra hard on your entire cock now. Milking it with all the energy I have in me. Good boy. I know. Hold on just a little more. As my mouth sucks hard and fast in your cock, it's gonna get nearly impossible to resist the urge to come, isn't it? Don't worry. This time, this orgasm is gonna feel indescribable. God. Your hopelessly tight balls are starting to contract again. Hold on. Hold on, you're nearly there, baby. Nearly there. Your knees are bucking. Your hands are shaking. Baby, you're trembling all over. You're gonna come. You're gonna come again, aren't you? But don't you worry. At that moment when I feel your cum flooding into my mouth, I won't stop sucking. For I want you to feel incredible as I suck you through your orgasm. Drawing that cum out of you as you're coming. Oh, it'll feel so intense. It'll feel like I'm draining you dry. So I'm gonna keep sucking. Keep sucking your gorgeous hard cock until it throbs and pulses and squirts your massive creamy load. And your balls are tightening and flexing as every nerve in your crotch sings with overwhelming pleasure at the intense release. Your hips bucking involuntarily, but I'll swallow every drop down my throat each and every time. So here we go, baby. I can feel the last of your cum emptying out of your ball. Let me give your spent cock one last hard suck on the head. I'm getting ease up on the sucking now. On your hypersensitive head. Slowing everything down. Going much more gentle. Lovingly cleaning up your spent cock. Licking. sucking. And caressing you. Pampering you like the incredible treat you are. Are you okay? You okay, baby? Here, sit down for a moment. I think you need to catch your breath for a bit. So, how was that? Mind-blowing? You flatterer. But I did tell you. I'm called the headmistress for a reason. But I can say the act is second nature when I had such a beautiful cock to contend with. Yes, your tight balls, your tender shaft, your sensitive head, and your delicious cum. Ugh. I hope you enjoyed every second as much as I did. So then, can I count on you not to misbehave during our lectures again? Good. I thought so. Because if there is, you might not like what I have in store for you next time. Oh. And that dissertation? I wasn't kidding. I expect it on my desk first thing Friday morning. Goodbye, sweetie.